Start recording.
What's going on? Welcome back. Today we have my sister-in-law, Autumn Outlaw.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
The one and only original outlaw right here. And then, of course, we have Chase Tucker.
Hello again.
The technological genius guru slash Tesla owner.
Oh my gosh. We spoke about that in the last podcast.
Yeah, okay. No Tesla talk today.
Thank you.
So, Autumn, how about you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So, I've been married to Charles's brother, Mark, for 16 years. We have three kiddos, a 13-year-old son, 8-year-old daughter, and 4-year-old daughter. And my 4-year-old daughter has the sense of humor of Charles, which is kind of fun to see. She's funny and she's a mess. She's great. So, that's right. We live here in Waco. I grew up outside of Waco, so I've been in Waco pretty much my entire life. Mm-hmm. I've worked in marketing communications and have for about probably 16 years or so, and I'm really involved in a lot of things in Waco. I love supporting our nonprofits and kind of helping to make Waco a better place. I mean, it's already a wonderful place, but anyway, I can help. I try to help out.
You do a lot.
I do.
Like, you're involved in a lot of stuff.
I am. I get to be on lot. I'm on boards in Waco. The Dr. Pepper Museum is probably the one I've been on the longest, and
that's the tastiest one.
It is. It is. I love it. I love going to the soda fountain and getting a Dr. Pepper float and getting to really work with the history of Waco, not just a soft drink, which I mean sounds kind of silly. A museum is there because of Dr. Pepper, but it's really the history of Waco. Right. And so, and they do some really cool things here in our city. Yeah. I'm on the board for Mission Waco, which also supports the homeless and the poor in our community.
Really awesome.
Yeah, they do so many things. They have the Church Under the Bridge, which actually holds their services at Magnolia, which is neat. So, of course, we involved my kids' school, and so we do a lot of things in Waco.
I can't believe Knox is 13.
I know. Yeah,
my son's 13. When you said that, something just clicked, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
He's a teenager, and I've talked to him over the last few months, like, please don't turn into like a teenager. Like, and he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, teenagers tend to like get moody and roll their eyes and don't want to talk to the parents. I'm like, he's still a sweet boy, and I need you to stay this way. He's like, okay. And I'm like, no, like, you have to promise me you won't turn into a teenager, because I'm not ready for that yet. Yeah. And so far we're a month in of him turning 13, and he's still doing good. So we'll see how long that holds out.
That's
so
good.
Yeah.
He's really good at sports, just like his dad.
He is. Yeah. My husband played baseball. That was his thing. He played all sports, but baseball was the one that he played in high school. He played junior college and then played for Baylor, pitched for Baylor. So
for those that don't know, my oldest brother, which is her husband, his name's Mark, and he, a little bit about him, because you know, he was kind of a tough one to follow. He was valedictorian from the high school that he graduated from, valedictorian, and then he went to MCC, which is a community college, played baseball there for 2 years, and then went to Baylor. But it was really neat, because one of my favorite memories is my mom would come pick me up from junior high to go to the early day games, and we would go and watch him play. So she would pick me up early from school, and I'd get to go, watch him play,
And you got to tag along to a lot of games all over the place. Yeah, and then after Baylor, he was drafted by the Phillies, and he played for the Phillies.
In the 16th round?
Yeah, 16th round, and played for the Phillies for five seasons. And so he's a left-handed relief pitcher.
Yes.
And
at one time, he had the record for the most appearances by a pitcher for Baylor. I don't know if he still has it, because I haven't, but the most appearances, which means he came, had the most appearances.
Yeah. And I probably should know some stats. I mean, he can rattle things off. But I didn't meet him until after Baylor. I met him, I guess, the last two seasons he played for the Phillies. Being a Waco girl, I worked at the mall, a little boutique there. And the girl I worked with, her roommate and Mark, her boyfriend was roommates with Mark. And so that's how I met him through that. During off season, he was in Waco. And so I got to watch him play the last two seasons with the Phillies, and he played up to double A and got to play with the major league during spring training in Florida. I got to go see him play in Florida. So it was neat. I didn't really know I'd like baseball as much as I did back then.
Yeah, it was really cool, because we got to go a lot of places because, he was playing in different places. We got to go to Florida and Pennsylvania, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's traveled everywhere.
All the games? Like, did you go to all of them?
I went to almost, because my parents, if they could go, we went. So I remember going to games in Houston, College Station. I mean, like, all around.
Literally anywhere.
Like, if
they went to Florida, too, and drove,
for the Big 12 tournament. Mm-hmm. And it was in Gainesville, Florida. And, okay, story about that, actually. So that was my that year, I believe it was my fifth grade. It was the end of my fifth grade year. And it was the last year I would ever do track and field. This is just, it's funny now, but then I guess it was a big deal.
Like your field day at school.
Field day at school. Aww. And we had to leave early to go, which I'm glad. I'd much rather go to, you know, the Big 12 tournament in Gainesville, Florida, which is really cool. Although it was a long drive in an Astro van.
I've heard stories at the beginning.
Oh, man.
It was in the summer, too, right?
Wasn't it? It was like, yeah, right,
so
at, the
be- hot drive
too, right at the beginning. And this is, you know, AC wasn't that good. But this van had one of those beds, you know, that with the button in it. Oh, the back seat went all the way to a bed, which is kind of cool. You know, it was the Astro van.
So did you take a nap, like, on the way there as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
That's for my personal, like, I just want to know. Because, like, I've never been in one. But
oh, man, I'm sorry. Yeah.
There's a TV in that van, too. I've heard so many stories of the memories of vacations made in that van.
It was a cool van. I'm not going to lie. I kind of miss it. But, yeah, so I had to miss, like, the last half of the field day. And I was real upset about that in the van. But it's okay. I've gotten over it, so.
Sounds like you have. Yeah, that's good. So you got to go watch Mark play all over, and I got to watch a little bit, but our son, who's 13, definitely is following in his father's footsteps, thank goodness, because I have no athletic ability at all. I tried playing sports. I feel like I was the most, like, aggressive and all over the place, but I couldn't make a shot playing basketball and couldn't hit the ball over the net, overhand serving for volleyball. I just didn't have it, but Knox does, and he loves basketball. Dude. And so he, unfortunately, I don't know, I guess it might be a really good thing. He's the smallest. He just hasn't hit that growth spurt, but he is the smallest by far on the court, but he is the most aggressive and so fun to watch. So he loves it.
He's a spitting image of Mark.
He is,
I mean,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. He thinks like him. He acts like him. It's funny. There's times where I call him Mark. I'm like, oh, sorry, because he just reminds me so much of him. So it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what was it like coming into the Outlaw family, a family of four boys?
It was interesting. I grew up, I have a sister, and then my mom is an identical twin. She's a twin sister, and she has three girls. So I grew up in a family of girls, like all girls. My poor dad is outnumbered. Even most of our dogs were girls. So whenever I met Mark, he's like, yeah, I'm the oldest of four boys, and we love sports and, you know, all that. I'm like, okay. And didn't know what that meant until I kind of got, you know, I was in it at that point. But it's wonderful. I couldn't imagine marrying into a better family. Your mom and dad are amazing, and you're all y'all are great. But it's definitely an adjustment, you know, growing up in a girl family where we played Barbies and we, you know, fixed each other's hair and all that. And, you know, the boys, they play football. They want to be outside. And
shoot each other with BB guns.
And then the stories that, you know, I didn't even get to see, but I've heard over the years are the best. But that one takes the cake by far. When Charles was shot by a BB gun by Jeffrey, the third in line brother. And I'll let you tell part of the story because I have the kind of wrap up part of the story too that I was involved in.
Yes.
But.
So when I was, man, I don't know how old I was, 9 or something, 8.
I think you're about 8 because Mark said he was a senior.
Yes,
and it was on his birthday. I think he just turned 18.
I was 7.
Okay.
Yeah, because he just turned 18, so I was 7.
Yeah.
Okay, 7 and a half.
Because Mark's birthday is the 2nd of January right after Christmas, and it was a Christmas gift.
That's right, that's right. And so Jeffrey is 5 years older than me. He's the, like she said, the third brother, and I'm the youngest. And Jeffrey got this BB gun for Christmas that he really that he really wanted. Well, actually, I got one too, but mine was not as powerful.
Your parents are crazy, by the way. I love you, Vicky and Rodney, but for taking
I don't know. Hey, I don't know how my parents did it. I'm gonna be honest, because now I have kids, and I'm like, I don't know how they did it.
Yeah,
I would have drove myself crazy.
Right.
So love you, parents, mom and dad. Yes. So, anyways, we were playing. We got there watching some kind of like scary movie, and so Jeffrey gets his BB gun, and I'm pretending to be a monster, and I was walking like, ah, and he's like, points the gun at me, and then next thing I know, pop, and I was like, because it was kind of weird, because I didn't feel it, which is, I don't know.
Well, and who would think you get shot by, like really shot by a BB gun,
dude.
I mean, or any gun, yeah.
In our living room, okay, so then I turned around, And there's this huge mirror behind us. I turned around and went, and there was this little hole with a little bit of blood coming out. I was like, you shot me. And then Jeffrey just like,
well, yeah. I did.
He loses his mind.
Hey, you have a younger brother. Did you ever you ever shoot your brother?
We never shot each other.
Well, good job.
I never shot my sister either. Right. For
I don't think that's a very common thing.
I don't think it is.
I think this is a one-off.
I hope not. So then Jeffrey kind of.
And you're home alone too.
Yes, we're home alone.
Mark and they were all at a basketball game. Yes. I think if I remember right.
They're at a basketball game. And we didn't want to go, so we stayed. You know, they let us stay home. And normally it was okay. But Jeffrey this time shot me with the gun. So then he starts panicking, is like, oh no, what do we do? And at first I was not panicking because it didn't hurt. And it was just, I don't know. But his panic started making me panic because he starts saying stuff like, oh, Charles, please don't die.
Oh my gosh.
And 7-year-old me is like, oh, am I going
to
die?
I'm about to die. This is it.
And so I start freaking out. And I remember he was hugging me. You know, it was like the most affection he ever showed me, which is kind of a touching moment. And then he like got electrical tape, put it on me, got some Advil.
Electrical tape. Let's talk about
well,
electrical
you have to, like,
tape.
Cover, make sure to protect the wound, right?
With yeah, he just got what he could.
Yeah,
he MacGyver.
It's the thought
he
that counts.
That mug.
Yeah,
it's the thought. And that so counts. Electrical, Advil, and then there came a point where my brothers Mark and Kevin came home, and we were kind of like just froze. Like we were scared, and we didn't know what to say, and so they came, and we just like. Didn't say nothing, and then they left. And then I was like, no, we didn't say nothing, you know? And this is before cell phones and stuff, of course. I think Mark and Kevin had a beeper.
Oh, yeah, probably.
The beeper, oh my gosh, the beeper days. And so we were freaking out. My parents finally came home, and I remember this part. My mom came home, I went up to my mom and said, Jeffrey shot me. And she kind of laughed, she went, and I was real serious. And she's like, what? And I went. And showed her. She was like, anyways, and she took us to the emergency room. And
so was the BB, like, they had to get the BB out, I guess?
Good question. The BB, they tried for a little bit to get it out, but they didn't want to make the wound bigger. And so they just left it there. One stitch. And I remember, before you finish the story, I remember going to the doctor for a follow-up. And I don't know. When I look back, I was like, what? That was so dramatic. Because I was playing basketball. I said, am I going to be able to play basketball again?
Poor baby. No, you've never been shot before.
No.
So those are good
so
questions.
So the BB's still there.
Sure.
Well, it was there.
That's another good question.
Yeah. So
I'm
when.
Sorry,
just, no, it's
no
because,
that's a good
this
question.
This is where I come into the story from
okay.
the being
Here we
shot
go.
Part.
Years
so,
later.
Yeah. So Mark and I were married about 3 years. I was pregnant with Knox, who's 13 now. And I got a call. We had cell phones at that point. I got a call from Charles's mom, my mother-in-law, and said, well, Charles is playing football, and he fell, and he thinks he broke his collarbone, and he's going to go to the emergency room, but we're out of town. Will you meet us up, at the hospital?
Hold on.
Or meet him at the hospital.
Before you pick that back up, so after I broke my well, I thought I dislocated it at first. Anyways, I went home. It was hurting really bad, but I was hungry. And so I remember sitting by myself at home, because my parents are out of town, like she said, I sat at home, I made corn dogs, and I sat on my recliner eating, and I ate 3 corn dogs.
That's fitting for now for the yeah
oh,
your videos.
Fitting.
Yeah,
yeah. The corn dogs. So, all right, and then continue. So you get a call.
So I guess you called your mom, and so then she called me and said, hey, we're out of town. Will you meet him at the emergency room? So somebody's there, because you were probably 19 or
yes.
20 or so. About maybe. And so
I was 18.
You're 18. Okay.
I was 18.
Well, I was pregnant with my son. I was pretty big pregnant. I'm like, sure, I can go meet him up there. And Mark was out of town, too. And so I get there. I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I think I either dislocated or broke it. And so the nurse came in and they took x-rays and all that. And they're like, yeah, it's broken. And like, also, there's this weird little, like, image on the x-ray. He's like, oh, yeah, I got shot when I was younger. And she's like, oh, yeah? Why don't you know more about this?
Yeah.
And so he explained.
This may be a problem.
Yeah, that the BB was still in there. Yeah. And I had heard the story, but I was like, oh, yeah, this really did happen. And also the adult in the room had to, like, back up his story.
Yeah.
And so then he's like, well, do I have to have surgery? And I'm like, oh, gosh, you may have to have surgery. And, like, my mother-in-law's not here. His mom's not here. And so he ended up having to have surgery, but later. Thank goodness I wasn't the responsible party. Because again, I didn't have kids yet, and I still feel like I was a kid myself. But I was there to help support Charles, and so
thank goodness somebody was there.
And so I had surgery, and they took the BB out, and
still got the BB.
Still have it.
I should have brought it. That'd have been kind of cool.
Oh yeah, that'd have been fun.
Is it like in a little container?
11. Hold on. Like 11 years later.
Yeah.
It stayed chilling in my collarbone region for 11 years.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah, I have it like in a container.
So that's the difference between boys and girl families, because that never happened in my family, but kind of baptism into the boy family, shooting people, breaking collarbones, playing football, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I remember, on that note, I remember being in the backyard, Mark, Kevin, and them playing like wiffle ball, and they, you know, had this big like plastic wiffle ball bat, and I was just running around, you know, like, la, 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 la. And I think it was Mark's backswing, like he swung, and then his bat, I was just walking around on behind him, and the bat just smacked me straight in the face, and I was just like, whoa. So there's a lot of that too.
The boys are pretty rough.
But it was,
yeah.
It was
and fun. You're also a lot of competition within the outlaw family. I'm sure all boy families. And one of the favorite competitions that the outlaw family has is the annual apple peeling contest.
Yes, please talk about this, because I see this every year on Facebook.
Yes, this is my favorite.
It is. Thing.
Yes.
So the backstory with that too is the boy's Uncle Mike, they would host Thanksgiving at their house every year. And so Aunt Patty wanted to have apples peeled to make apple pie. And so with a bunch of boys, how do you get them to do things like that? You make it a competition.
Right.
And so it started off where, you know, who can peel the apples the fastest or the longest peel? I'm not sure the rules. But over the years, it has just evolved into this massive thing that we do every single year.
It's like the best tradition ever.
It is.
That is really cool. Yeah.
So you want to tell me too how what we do?
Yeah. So, well, it's always Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
So we can make
and so we usually now, well, you know, it's kind of evolved over the years. So now we go to Mark and Autumn's house. It's kind of where we y'all host it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's where we make the pies. And so we bring our own apples.
There's so many rules.
Yes.
Bring your own apple.
Bring your own apple, and you got to bring your own knife.
They don't. They say steal my knives, though, because I have some good knives. And I hide the best one, my award-winning knife I hide. But bring your own knife, bring your apple. Those are the rules. They don't always follow. It's fine.
I would enjoy it more if I was better at peeling apples.
We got to practice. Yeah, practice year-round. That's what I do.
So what are the rules?
Not what I do.
So how do the rules work on this? Like, so is you get points based off what, like, is there an award for the longest peel?
So there is an award. And we actually have, like, I should have brought that, too. That'd we have cool. an award that Charles's mom got probably, like, 11 years ago. And it's amazing. It's just a little fake apple on this little pedestal. And it opens up, so we have all of our records inside.
Yeah, gotta keep
and
records.
And so, yes, you have to, because it's a competition. And so, I'm all in on this too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I never was this competitive until I'm in this family. So the rules are: bring your own apple, you bring your own knife, or you borrow one of Autumn's knives, and then the longest continuous peel wins.
Yep.
But the way that works is because if you were to pick, you can't just lay it out and go, there's my peel, because you could kind of piece it together. So you have to be able to hold it up for about 2 seconds.
Very important.
And as long as you can lay it down, then that counts. So as you measure, because people were measuring kind of rough and breaking peels, we're like, well, that's not fair. So you have to be able to, you do the peel, one continuous peel, you hold it up 2 seconds, lay it down. Then we get twine or a little piece of rope, and we measure like all around the edge of the peel, and then we use a tape measure, and then you can put it in. You can peel as many apples as you want, but you have to bring the apples to peel.
Yeah.
And so even the kids try to chop apples and do all kinds of things. We kind of – or stack apples up, so kind of give them some competitive events that aren't with knives. Because every now and then we have to break out the Band-Aids and
– go back to the hospital again.
Yeah, we have two nurse practitioners in the family, thank goodness. Not me, but who are there to help if they need to. So, but, you know, based on that, the longest peel wins.
And people have tried to cheat.
Oh, several always. Times. Yeah.
Like, I remember, was it Kevin that tried to put two pieces together with gum?
With gum, yes.
Or hold it, you know, like pretend.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm just cheaters.
Somebody brought an apple peeling little machine, a Cracker Barrel, and it peels. And like, that's fun. That's great. But it doesn't count because that's not part of our rules. So
I mean, that's like equivalent to a foreign substance or
absolutely
illegal bat or something.
Right.
And I have people who tag me on Facebook with all these different things. I'm like, oh, that's cute. But we're set on our rules and guidelines.
We're keeping it legit.
That's right.
You know, we're trying to stay legit. So.
Yeah. So it's so much fun. And the things we've done the last few years is we kind of do a wrap up where Charles has a fun video interviewing the top three. He's the top three.
I have seen this.
We get a picture and you have a little piece of paper. It has number one that's been around for forever, probably a decade. We hold up, and so that way we can kind of show who's won.
I'm so sad. This year I wasn't able to go
because
both of my kids had the flu.
Yeah, this year was a little bit of a bust. It was the first time we didn't have as many participants, but
it was.
But it's a lot of fun, and that's one of my favorite outlaw traditions by far. Yep. Is the apple peeling contest. It's just fun.
I have a feeling it's gonna like take over, and it's like it's gonna spread around.
Yeah,
the world.
I have friends who do the same thing. They'll do it, and then we get to make apple pie or apple crisp. It depends on how much energy I have to make the pies, because usually they're at my house. But it's just a fun way to peel apples and have a good dessert. So. The fruits of our labor are all in the pies, literally, and we get to enjoy those on Thanksgiving Day. Yep. So it's
I do love. You know what I just thought about? You used to work at AT&T, North Waco.
I did,
and that is where I met Chase.
Oh,
that is true.
Yeah, I worked for AT&T for 3.5 years. And it's so funny. My daughter's phone was kind of acting up, and Mark's like, "Hey, fix this. You used to work for AT&T." I'm like, "Dude, that's
you used
been
to work
like
there
30,
15 years
yeah,
ago.
Forever ago. They didn't have iPhones back then." Yeah. But yeah, he still thinks I can know all the things. But,
same.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, take the battery out. Yeah. Oh, they can't do the iPhone now.
Yeah. Yep.
Did you restart it? Yeah, restarted it.
Yeah. So that I was just thinking, I was like, "Dude, that's so cool." Because like you work there, and I remember, you know, it's cool. Just another cool memory I've thought about just now, because after you got engaged, you know, after Mark asked you, I remember we went to the store to see your to see you, and you showed the ring and stuff.
Oh yeah, because y'all weren't at the house and came by that night. Yeah.
And I remember that. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then years later, I started working there, and that's where I met Chase. So.
Yep.
So we're all small techie world. Phone people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Some
people.
More than others.
We're techie phone people, not podcast people.
Yeah.
Hey.
We're working on it.
Hey.
I'm kind of a podcast person. I'm
okay.
I'm in that
Autumn
realm
is.
Now.
Autumn is more.
She's the expert. She's trying to keep us in line right now.
I don't know about that. But I did just launch, or I am launching, a podcast next week. It'll be on March the 5th. And it's called An Original Outlaw.
It's exciting.
It's a lot of fun. So what my podcast is about is really just introducing people to my friends, kind of like what you are doing here. But yeah, I feel like being a 41-year-old mom, wife, I work and I volunteer and all that, like, how do I find time to see my friends and have that? Because I need that support. I need my friends. It's really important to me. And a lot of people kind of lose that. And so I want people to meet my friends and kind of hear how we met and how we stay engaged, if it's a lunch date or if it's trying to find, if we're both volunteering in the same areas or whatever it might be. And then like easy meal tricks. The best wrinkle cream, because we're getting there. I'm getting there in age.
I got the crow's feet coming.
I have a friend who is the best at like makeup hacks, just cheap. And I'm pretty, I wouldn't say cheap, but I don't like to spend money. I like to find, I'm a bargain shopper.
Makeup can be cheap.
Sure.
I mean, expensive,
it
right?
It can be. And if you want to try it out, you don't like it, then you're kind of stuck with it. So anyway, but the podcast is really just talking with my friend. I have a friend or two on every time. Getting to know them, how we met, and then hopefully pass along some helpful tips and tricks to help make life better. I mean, y'all could totally listen to it too. I think guys can listen. But I mean, I'm a woman and I'm kind of geared it towards women a little bit more, but I think anybody can enjoy it.
Yeah.
So
I think it's really cool. I think it's really cool that you're doing that because you're really good with just speaking and, because for those that don't know, also she does some stuff with our local news channel, and so she's done a lot of things called Moms Every Day.
Yeah, and I kind of fell into that. It's funny. So the Moms Every Day segments, there was a host there, Emily, one of my good friends, and she'd have me on to talk about arts and crafts things or meals, whatever, different ideas. Mm-hmm. And so when she left, they're like, "Well, do you want to start doing these interviews?" I'm like, sure, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have a background in broadcasting. And
just
they're like,
wing it.
Yeah, that's right. Just wing it.
wing it.
So this is my sixth year doing those segments. And I still feel like I don't always know what I'm doing, but it's a lot of fun. I love talking to people and hearing their stories. So I think that's given me an upper hand, and I'm engaged, and I don't say no to much. I mean, people ask me to do things all the time, and I'm like, well, I don't really know, but sure, let's try to figure it out. So that's kind of how I did the Moms Everyday stuff. That's how I kind of landed in this podcast, the original Outlaw. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you've got to do a lot of really cool stuff, yeah. And you're working on a lot of neat stuff, which is awesome. Yeah. And I like that philosophy. You just say yeah. I mean, unless obviously it's just not for you or something, but right. Saying yes to things that might scare you, mm-hmm. I think is real important, because golly. I mean, like, you know, if you never try stuff that's new and you don't know, mm-hmm. and then you never know, you know?
That's what, I mean, you have to be a little bit smart about it. I mean, yeah. I feel like I don't say yes to everything, but right. if I, you know, sometimes I don't know where things will lead, but if it's a good opportunity, I mean, who knows? So we'll see where this goes.
Just
but
try
yeah,
it.
Just try
like,
it.
That's what we talked about in the last podcast. Just give it a shot. Well, that's like, what, you never know.
That's what Charles is doing. What, doing yeah. Little Billy on this. I remember early on, my husband is probably the most down-to-earth, common sense, like thoughtful, as far as, you know, he'll really think about things. I'm like, let's just do this. And he's like, hang on, I'm not done thinking about it. And so, do I need to, the train's there, we're gonna keep talking.
I don't know.
There's a train going by.
We apologize
for
the train, sorry.
We're close to downtown from Magnolia there. But he is really, I love that about him. He thinks things through, and I don't always. So it's a good balance. Mm-hmm. But I feel like because I say yes and because I just jump into things, I have a little more fun doing that. And I get the experiences that maybe others wouldn't get because they don't. So so far, so good. I mean, you know, it's led me down some pretty cool paths. So, but if you like podcasts, definitely check out An Original Outlaw. I'm on Facebook. You also have a website, originaloutlaw.com. You can find information there too. So follow along and see.
Hopefully. Y'all check her out. She's a really cool person.
Well, thanks.
And we've adopted into the family, and I have a sister
and
Ginger. So Ginger, hi, if you're watching. Probably not.
We have some really great names in our family too.
We do.
Yeah, so Autumn Outlaw, and then my sister-in-law, Ginger Outlaw.
Who's married to my brother, Kevin, who's the second oldest.
Yeah, and then Chris Outlaw is probably a little more common, but still a great name. So
Krista. And
then
I was, speaking of Krista, she's just like Krista keeps me
kind of grounded.
Anchored, yes. Yeah. Like, so if it wasn't for Krista, I would have probably just flown off and...
She does make appearance every now and then in your videos.
Every now and then.
She does, yes.
Every
she's,
now and then,
she's so
yeah.
great. I love the eye roll and the head shaking. That's what Mark does to me, too. He shakes his head. I think everyone needs that in their life. If you're over here and you're like, yay, life's great. Yes, I'll do whatever. You need that person who's like, why?
Would you?
Yeah. And so I have my Mark. You have your Krista. Everybody has their person. Yeah. I think that helps keep them grounded.
Behind every great person is a spouse rolling their eyes.
That's right.
That
should be tattooed somewhere on a wall.
It's on my back.
Oh, good. Yeah, it needs to be somewhere.
I'm a big tattoo. I got a dragon. No, I'm joking.
A dragon. But yeah, I think that it's important though.
So, an originaloutlaw.com and at originaloutlaw.
Yeah.
No, what is your
So on Instagram I share all kinds of things. It's not podcast specific.
But
my kids are cute, lots of pictures of them.
Oh,
But it's an original outlaw, and then
outlaws have pretty cute kids. I mean, I might be biased, but
yeah, we do.
Sorry.
Should be Original Outlaw on Facebook. I mean, I'm sure you'll find me there too. And it's launching next week. It's there, but there's not a lot of content. So give me a time and I'll flood you with information and lots of fun things.
Yes.
So.
Autumn is the best. And y'all be sure to go check her stuff out. Follow, give her a follow, like, and enjoy all her great stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So Autumn, thank you so much for being on here and dealing with all of this craziness.
Oh, it's so fun. I appreciate it. I thrive in the craziness, and so y'all bring it, and I wouldn't expect anything less from y'all. You're a blast. So
Chase, if it wasn't for Chase, we just wouldn't be able to do it.
That's not true. He'd still do it. He'd just probably just like have
we have our
mics or
we have our phones out trying to do this way or whatever.
No, you really seriously, you are so good with the tech stuff.
And we're still having issues.
We are.
I know there's already like a slight echo. We're trying to work on that with the room and stuff. So, we're getting there.
Yeah. So for those who've watched the whole thing, I really appreciate you for dealing with this.
If you watched the whole thing, leave a comment saying you watched the whole thing.
I did it.
Yeah, and we'll go and give you a little extra applause or something like that.
So. Y'all are the real MVPs.
Yes, you are.
Is there anything else you want to add or plug or let anybody know like what you're doing?
Sure. I'll mention Rogue Media Network is who I'm working with for the podcast. So if you want to go like and follow them, they're all over social media too. They're doing a ton of podcasts. They have 15 right now lined up. And so some really great content there that you can check out. And it's not, we're in Waco. So some of it's Waco specific, which, I mean, come to Waco. There's so much to see beyond Magnolia. I'm telling you, it's a great little city. Mm-hmm. Beyond Waco content, there's so much more. So Rogue Media Network is a good one to check out. And then if you're in Waco and you go to the Magnolia Silos, be sure to go by the Dr. Pepper Museum. They have the best shakes. They have a their fountain there is really cool.
Homemade Dr. Pepper.
They'll mix it for you there.
Fresh, right in front of you.
Yeah.
And you know, it really is the best. The best. Like, there's nothing that...
It's the original. It's the original, so it's the best. So swing by there and get a float because... It's a really great little part of Waco and the building's historic. It's really cool.
It really is.
Yeah, and then I don't know, just keep following Charles. He's amazing too. So.
You know, it's funny. My favorite this just last note because I like to chase rabbits. One of my favorite field trips ever was going to the Dr. Pepper Museum when I was a kid.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's just so y'all need to go there too because it was my favorite field trip.
Yeah.
I still take field trips there sometimes.
We should plan one. We should go now and go get
it. We should do that.
All
right, we're like right here anyways. Like,
I know,
right
it's
by
down
it.
The street. We're gonna the go train drove by also.
We're gonna go get on the train and go down to the Dr. Pepper Museum and get us some Dr. Pepper. But thank y'all so much for watching. Thank you, Chase. Thank you, Autumn.
Yeah, thank you.
And until next time, see y'all later.
Peace.